Welcome to VoiceOver Experts, brought to you by Voices.com, the number one voiceover marketplace. VoiceOver Experts brings you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques from top instructors, authors, and performers in the field of voiceover. Join us each week to discover tricks of the trade that will help you to develop your craft and prosper as a career voiceover talent. It's never been easier to learn, perform, and succeed from the privacy of your own home and at your own pace. This is truly an education you won't find anywhere else. This week, Voices.com is pleased to present Bob Bergen.
Hi, this is Bob Bergen, and today I'd like to talk about marketing and goals. One question I ask my students in my animation voiceover workshop is, what are your goals? I would say 9 out of 10 people will say, I just want to work. And my response to that is, well, who doesn't? Everybody wants to work. I think one of the problems people have in pursuing voiceover is their goals aren't specific. Where in voiceover do you want to work? Animation, commercial, promo, trailer, narration, interactive games, audiobooks. Now, the day-to-day activity in voiceover is commercials, so the commercial demo is probably the most important. Each genre of voiceover requires its own demo. One thing people today have that I didn't have when I was pursuing voiceover is Video Voice Bank. Go to Video Voice Bank and you can take a listen to everybody's demo, the top actors represented by the top talent agencies. But let's talk about setting goals. By virtue of a demo, you are telling the world that you are as good or better than everybody else represented or working today. So if you're generic or nonspecific with your goals and marketing, the results are going to be generic and nonspecific. So how do you make your goals and marketing more specific? Well, when pursuing voiceover, most people do forward thinking. It starts with, I'd like to get into voiceover, so I should take a workshop and, you know, maybe make a demo and see if I can break into voiceover. Well, there's a huge gap between that demo and working actor that most people kind of ignore. So instead of forward thinking, let's do backward thinking. Start with the ultimate goal you might have. Let's say that ultimate goal is to be a promo network announcer for a major television network. So here's backwards thinking. You're now the voice of CBS Comedies. How'd you get the job? You tested for it. How'd you test for it? You had a callback. How'd you get the callback? You had an audition. How'd you get an audition? Your agent sent you. How'd your agent send you? Because one of your initial goals was to be a promo voice for a major TV network. When seeking representation, you specifically marketed to those agents whose clients do a lot of television promos. How'd you find that agent? Did some research on Video Voice Bank. And through that research and listening to working actors' promo demos, you contacted these actors, because most voiceover actors have a website these days, bobbergen.com, and you pop them a note, pick their brain, ask them how they got their start, who they studied with, where'd they get their promo demos done, etc. And from that research, you'd probably hear names like Maurice Tobias, Joyce Castellanos, or some of the other top promo instructors in the business. And you study. You study until you're ready to make that demo. And you don't make that demo until you're absolutely ready, because every listener will give you one opportunity. One bad demo can ruin an entire relationship. And through your research on Video Voice Bank, you'll notice that each demo is as individual as the actors are. Nobody in this business needs another voice. They need you. What you bring to the copy. Your personality. Your style. Your sense of humor. Your brand. Through training and workshops, you need to establish your brand. So the buyers know who you are. They know your brand. And when they have a property that matches your brand, it's a marriage made through auditioning. So I've kind of jumped the gun a little bit, but let's go back to our backwards thinking. How did you eventually get that agent that deals with promos? Well, through your studies and networking and marketing and contacting, and hopefully you are also brilliant at this promo voiceover thing. You should have enough experience and enough people who know you and know your ability and know your work who can refer you to an agent. Probably the best way to get representation is through an industry referral. Oh, and by the way, let's say you went to that first promo workshop and you realize, I'm over my head. I'm not quite sure what I'm doing here. You're green. You're brand new. You've never done this before. You might want to consider improv classes and or acting classes before you spend a dime on voiceover classes, because it's all about acting. It's all about what you do with those words. The script is a skeleton. You have to give it a body. What is the body? The body's your brand. When your brand is instinct, when you can bring your brand to any piece of copy without spending a lot of time, consistently, that's when you're ready for that demo. Until then, save your money. The business will always be there. So I kind of jumped all over the place, but bottom line is backwards thinking. Think about that ultimate goal. Think high. Think big. Because if you aren't specific, if you don't think big, your network, your support system, your representation, they're not going to think big for you. And keep this in mind. They hold auditions every day because they need talent. They need new talent. You just have to want it more or be willing to do more than anybody else out there. And for every genre of voiceover that you're looking to get into, do backwards thinking. Whether it be audiobooks or commercials, animation, interactive games, narration, etc. Think backwards. It makes the goals and the journey a lot clearer. This is Bob Bergen, and there will be more podcasts for me. If you'd like, check out my website at bobbergen.com. Pop me an email at bob@bobbergen.com. And if you're interested in any of my weekend animation workshops, just pop me a note. I'm all over the country. Till next time, thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about the special guest featured in this Voices.com podcast, visit the VoiceOver Experts show notes at podcasts.voices.com/VoiceOverExperts. Remember to stay subscribed. If you're a first-time listener, you can subscribe for free to this podcast in the Apple iTunes podcast directory or by visiting podcasts.voices.com. To start your voiceover career online, go to voices.com and register for a Voice Talent membership today. This has been a Voices.com production.